This is a secret way to play the upcoming AI boom, and this company has untapped potential.
Projects like this are the backbone of the AI industry, and this one specifically is set up for government adoption.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing a secret way that we can be playing the upcoming AI boom and then talk about an altcoin that has untapped potential.
The AI boom, I believe, is still just getting started. You look at Elon Musk's recent startup of XAI, valuation of $40 billion. You look at BlackRock and Microsoft starting up their AI infrastructure, I think valued around, there's somewhere around $30 billion going into that. You look at these AI agents, you look at what OpenAI and ChatGPT is doing. There's so much stuff happening on AI right now. But to what your point was, the secret way to play this that I think nobody is talking about. We've discussed a lot of the consumer-facing apps, a lot of the infrastructure plays like BitTensor and Arichain, the layer ones. But how about something like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is something in the AI industry that not a lot of people are talking about. And it's basically how the entire AI industry is powered. And that's by AI data centers. Now, data centers, the global data center market alone is valued over $200 billion right now, and it's expected to double to nearly $500 billion within the next 5 or 6 years. And that is because AI chips require 3 to 4 more times power than traditional CPUs. So for example, a ChatGPT query requires almost 10 times more electricity to process than a Google search. And that's just ChatGPT, right? Mm. That's like the basic version of AI. Now think about when we have all these AI agents come online, when we have like talking video AI bots or AI robots around the world. The amount of processing power that is about to be in demand for the entire world as AI becomes mainstream is absolutely insane. So data centers currently today consume 1% to 2% of the world's power, total world power output. But this is expected to increase to nearly 5% by 2030. Goldman Sachs research estimates that data center power demand will grow by 160% by 2030. So all these stats that I just threw at you, I really want to, you know, hammer home the point. Global data centers are going to be in massive demand moving forward. And in particular, the global data centers that are built for AI to power AI apps and for governments, institutions, and corporations that are looking to bring AI into their, you know, offerings. The companies that are building the AI infrastructure are the ones that are building these AI data centers. And we found an altcoin that's doing it.
It's also the, you know, the governments, the countries, the companies, the projects, anybody who's been lagging behind a little bit, maybe they're behind the eight ball and don't realize just how much power and data is actually required to be running these AI applications. They might be scrambling for a solution like this. And these guys provide cutting edge computation network dedicated to providing organizations that are engaged in complex AI projects with high performance computing power that they require. And that, like you said, that is really important when it boils down to geospatial visualization, voice processing solutions, medical applications that require AI. Like you said, it's when you look at just the power and train the models necessary for ChatGPT-4, it requires, you know, like massive suburbs worth of power just for a chat prompt.
Yep.
When you have 100 different companies all trying to build, you know, stuff for the medical industry and whatnot, how much power is that actually going to require?
Yeah.
So you're really going to need these high, you're going to need not only the data center itself to store everything, but you're also going to need this high power, cheap way of accessing all this power so that everybody can start partaking in AI. So this could really attract a ton of different users to the platform.
Yeah. And you know, that's what we do on this show. We look at trends. We try to find trends before they happen. Like we were one of the first to call the AI trend way back when ChatGPT launched several years ago. And then we look deeper into trends. We say, okay, everyone's talking about these consumer facing apps, all this. Well, what's this underlying backbone of the AI infrastructure industry that no one's really got eyes on? And that is the data centers, how AI is being powered. So the name of the company we're talking about today, the name of the company that has built this massive AI data center, is called Solidus AI Tech. The ticker is AI Tech. Now, again, this is one of the only altcoins in crypto that I've seen that's, they've actually built an 8,000 square foot data center in Europe that is specifically made for powering AI apps for companies, corporations, and more importantly, institutions and governments.
So this is intellectual property that Solidus has. So their existing hardware runs at 40% less power consumption than the industry average. That is massive. Mm-hmm. Their AI hardware will run on the same IP, which will make their data centers one of the most eco-friendly in the world. You know, there's this huge demand. It's, you know, when people look at like Bitcoin mining and the consumption of AI, and you have all these climate activists. Well, here you go. Here's a solution right there and then. And this provides reduced computation costs and democratizes the access to this cutting-edge technology that everybody's going to require.
Yeah, so they have this Solidus AI marketplace, which is basically allowing anyone that wants to build an AI-driven app or get access to AI marketplace products or anything like that, you can do it through the Solidus AI marketplace. And the best, one of the cool parts about this is the token, the AI Tech token, is actually a utility token needed to access any of the services. And they just announced a partnership with this company, Samba Nova AI, the world's fastest AI specialized chips. So you look at the stats and why someone would choose to go with Solidus AI Tech's data marketplace over anyone else. Well, they have 20 times the speed compared to standard CPU systems, 10 times the speed compared to standard GPU systems, and as you mentioned, insane energy savings. So not only do they have this massive warehouse in Europe already built, but when you compare it to what else everyone else is doing, there's huge advantages for people choosing Solidus AI Tech. And when you look at the website, it almost seems that they have built this for potential institutional and government adoption. And what I think we're going to see is governments start to adopt AI in massive ways. And over in Europe, I just don't see a lot of competitors, especially in the crypto space, for Solidus AI Tech.
Look at the market cap of Render. And what makes them so special is the GPU rendering. I think this GPU marketplace is really important when it comes to AI startups, AI companies, anybody who wants to tap into this, because it allows individuals access to these high quality, high performance GPUs for any task. Mm. And the beautiful thing about them is you can rent these GPUs for exactly what you need, for the exact amount of time that you need them for, because these GPUs are really expensive. Remember there was like that huge demand, like Elon was buying up a million of them, and Meta was, and all these.
I mean, just look at NVIDIA. Like,
All these tech companies have been trying to get as much GPUs as they can.
Yeah.
So with their GPU marketplace, it's secure, it's user-friendly, there's no upfront cost, and it's just as powerful processing power at competitive rates as opposed to anybody else. So it's going to really attract the masses. And like we said, it seems like they're geared towards governments, small enterprise businesses, corporations. So the writing's on the wall here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just look at what's happening in the stock market, right? NVIDIA has absolutely exploded to become one of the largest and hottest tech companies in the entire world on the backbone of the AI GPU run. And when you look at how many crypto companies, how many competitors that have altcoins out in the market currently are even comparable to NVIDIA in any way in terms of harnessing the power of the GPU industry, which is growing exponentially. There just aren't many plays out there. And when you look at Solidus AI Tech, this is not like a super small cap where it's like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to build this facility. We're going to do this in 2 years. No, this is built.
Yeah, the facility's already built.
They have the facility already built. They're looking for institutional adoption. This isn't some small cap, like super risky play. As of time of recording, AI Tech has a market cap of over $150 million. The $300 million fully diluted valuation.
Right.
So this is a mid-cap with designs on becoming a large cap and moving into the top 100. I mean, with this new AI wave, it just might. And if you're looking for access to AI Tech, it's on BitGet, right?
Right.
So our partnered exchange, the one we use, BitGet, you can find the referral code in the description of the episode. AI Tech is available on there, so we already know it's on legitimate exchanges. You can go onto the website, check out, there's tons of team members and advisors. This is a legit project, right? And that's why we chose to partner with them for this episode today, because it looks really cool.
On top of the GPU marketplace, they also have the AI marketplace. The AI marketplace allows these businesses, governments, projects to seamlessly integrate AI solutions into their operations. Mm-hmm. So they have foundational AI models. These are like the open source models that anybody can tap into. They have AI agents. So this is subscription-based intelligent assistants for automating tasks. And then they also have standalone AI solutions. So imagine this AI marketplace is like a plug and play for anything AI related. Mm-hmm. So you can develop and build your own things using the high quality, high processing GPU units, or you can tap into the AI marketplace and use some predefined maybe AI algorithms and whatnot to build out what you're looking to do.
Yeah, 100%.
So they also have a private enterprise chain, and that's for the governments and all that stuff, voting, taxation, supply chain, land registration, which would be pretty cool. And what I like about this project is there's actually a way to generate revenue. Mm-hmm. So when you're a revenue generator, as crypto regulations become a little bit more concise and clear, companies are demonstrating that they're actually creating shareholder value for the token holders, because they can generate money through, we haven't talked about, is their AI tech launch pad, mm-hmm. as well for tokens.
Yep.
The GPU marketplace, so they can generate money off that. There's subscription-based artificial intelligence marketplace. The blockchain as a service. So like I said, the government and stuff can kind of utilize the blockchain service that they're have already built in these data centers and whatnot. So there's so many different ways that Solidus can actually generate revenue, make money, and turn this into what they call is the world's first deflationary AI infrastructure utility token.
Yeah.
So it's ultra deflationary as well. So it should create upward pressure on the token.
Yeah, it's one of the more interesting and unique AI coins. And that launch pad you mentioned, like they've already raised over $1 million, 12.3x average return ROI with over 12,000 KYC participants. That's pretty impressive.
Mm.
So if people are looking to launch AI projects, they can also do that through Solidus. So if you're looking for one of the most unique AI projects out there, one that's going to harness the power of the rapidly expanding demand for GPUs around the world, the stats that I said at the start of this episode should let you know how much demand AI GPUs are about to, unleash upon the world. Solidus AI Tech is one of the best looking AI data infrastructure plays we've seen. So yeah, thanks for them for sponsoring this video.
One last thing I want to highlight, which I think is like a catalyst, and that is the DAO proposal to be what bridge are they going to be going to? So they're on BNB, mm-hmm. so or BSC. There is a DAO proposal, and that's what makes it so great. These DAOs is the community actually gets to vote what happens next. And 65% of the DAO was voted to move to Base Chain. Base, I think, is going to be the number one up and coming mm-hmm. chain. You know, it's cheap transaction fees, all these things, and it's tied to Coinbase, BlackRock. So when this hits Base, I think they'll have a lot more access to liquidity yeah. and a whole ton of new users as well.
I like it.
All right, hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.